Record Spinning on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Steve Scheer. The historic building in the International District that once housed the Wah Me Club is set to be gutted and partially demolished. The building was the scene of one of Seattle's most gruesome mass murders. In 1983, three young men killed 13 people during an attempted robbery of the gambling club. The entrance to the club has been padlocked since. But the Wah Me Club was only one part of a large building that housed a hotel, many different restaurants, even a pet shop. This past Christmas, the entire building was consumed by a fire, leaving it structurally insecure. Now the building's owners are planning a complete overhaul. That had us wondering what that will mean for the Chinese community and the International District. So we thought we'd ask longtime community member Ron Chu. I'm standing outside the Wah Me Club's boarded-up entrance with Ron Chu. Ron, what's the significance of this space for this neighborhood?
Well, the Wah Me Club obviously achieved a lot of notoriety back in 1983 when there was a murder of a number of folks inside the gambling establishment. So it has sort of a public face. But for the community, this building and this space is very important because it's part of the historical core. And with the fire that happened late last year, it really brought to light the fact that we need to invest resources in making sure that we're able to preserve a piece of our history.
This building comes down, do you lose a piece of that history? Is that why some people aren't happy to hear about the demolition?
Well, the demolition, I think a lot of us feel very sad about it because, you know, it's a piece of us, you know, a piece of nostalgia that kind of vanishes.
Would you like to see more of the historic preservation of this space? They're talking about saving the facade. Is that significant?
Well, anything they can save from the building, I think, would be kind of nice. Ultimately, it's really about creating a usable space that functions for the next generation.
Bon High Bakery had some great foods. There's the Sea Garden around the other side. And then upstairs, this used to be a hotel for workers?
Yeah, the Monhee Bakery. It's been around for a long time. So, you know, it's a favorite of a lot of the business folks and residents down here. A lot of people see the Sea Garden, but before that, that was the Eight Immortals. And before that, that was the Don Ting Restaurant. So when I look at the building, the spaces, it's been several generations of activity.
Yeah, there's a lot of history here. Some people talk about the Wah Me Club as if it were haunted. And maybe in a sense, if nothing else, it's spiritually haunted or physically haunted. They locked it up. They preserved that site almost untouched, the folks who own this place.
Yeah, you know, because of the horror of the murders, Chinese talk about it, the space having bad feng shui because of the deaths. But, you know, in some ways, maybe with the demolition, the space will be reborn in some way that, again, provides some useful function and also preserves a sense of this place that used to be.
Well, one thing that's interesting about reading about it is how even when it was still open as a building, the upper floors were not necessarily getting used anymore. I guess that's part of the problem with what's happening in the ID, right?
You know, you can look around and you see little businesses and shops, and they keep turning over on the storefront level. But up above, yeah, they're boarded up. Or in many cases, there are people living there. People don't really know about it. I mean, they're there temporarily. So, you know, this is really where the immigrants came and continue to come to find a cheap living space and integrate into this society.
You were telling me that a long ways back, time of the Nisqually earthquake, were your offices in this building across the street here?
Right. So right across the street, on the other side of King Street, is a building called the Milwaukee Hotel. The Wing Luke Museum, where I used to work, was an auto garage adjacent to that. When the Nisqually earthquake happened in 2001, the bricks from the top of the Milwaukee Hotel tumbled onto our roof at the Wing Luke Museum, the auto garage, and created these huge holes. There was water. And so even back during that time, I think it became really at the forefront of a lot of our minds that there's a lot of work that needed to be done to preserve this neighborhood.
I'm with Ron Chu. I'm going to call you a neighborhood historian too, Ron, as well as an activist. Up the street from King Street Station in front of the building that housed the Wah Me Club. Cyclone fence around that building now. It was destroyed by fire in December. And the owners are saying they're going to... is that a friend of yours?
Yeah. Owners, I know a lot of people here.
Owners are saying they're going to tear this building down and leave a bit of the facade. What do we know about the family that owns this, the Wu family? Anything?
Well, they've been involved in the neighborhood for many years, and the folks who own the building got it from their parents, who got it from their parents, and that's the way it is with a lot of the buildings here, where there are families that have a lot of history here that in some cases now are jointly owning it with other folks. And I just saw some pigeon poop. Just missed us by hair.
You just defined what some people see as the grimier part of the ID.
Right.
Pigeon poop and sort of boarded up or unused upper floors of those buildings. What happens when a building like this gets... This is the center of the neighborhood in many ways.
In many ways, the center of the city. I think we tend to forget. You know, here we are really, along with Pioneer Square, the epicenter of what made this city in the early years. And then we become a pass-through without the sufficient resources to ensure that we continue to be vibrant.
So, Ron Chu, is there anybody who's opposed to this building coming down?
I think all of us struggle with this issue, Steve, of what to retain and what to let go of. But we need to breathe new life into this neighborhood.
And in terms of the dark mark that the massacre has on the community, does it get erased if the building's gone?
You know, that incident will always be there because there are people who we know who were affected by the murders. I know folks who are still around whose parents were murdered. And so that still lingers. Over time, though, you know, we need to build something new that moves us past those scars of the past. Even the fire that happened here, the destruction of this building, deterioration of this building, you know, it's kind of a scar, but moving on, I think, is important. You know, a lot of folks who helped rebuild and advocate for this neighborhood are, like myself, getting on in years, and we would love to see another generation come up and kind of do something with this.
Ron Chu, thanks for meeting me down here.
You're welcome, Steve.
Ron Chu is a community activist. He's one of the founders of the Wing Luke Museum. We met up in front of the building that once housed the Wami Gambling Club. The building is slated to be demolished. You're tuned to The Record.